Have you had the chance to explore the captivating exhibit in the Bradford West Gwillimbury Public Library's display case this month? If you have a love for local history, we invite you to visit and immerse yourself in our showcase of What's Its, a collection curated by late local history and heritage enthusiast David Chambers. I remember meeting David in 2020 during my time as a reporter at Bradford Today. A visit to his residence in Bondhead revealed a labor of love. David, his son, Bruce, and grandson, Kent, collaboratively restoring and renovating the Orangemen's Hall, a structure with roots dating back to 1862. David and Bruce originally rescued the historic building from east of County Road 27 to their property on 7th Line in Bondhead, which eventually evolved into Bruce's woodworking studio in 1990, where he restores furniture and architectural pieces. David's passion for the area's rich history was palpable, evident in his dedication to preserving the town's stories and artifacts. He recounted the Orangemen's Hall's vibrant past as a pivotal community hub for political meetings and social gatherings, even hosting his wedding reception there. Beyond this endeavor, David embarked on numerous restoration projects. His journey began with a century-old fieldstone house in Innisfil, followed by the transformation of an 1845 country inn in Bondhead, which later became the family home. In 1983, he acquired and relocated an 1850 schoolhouse for restoration to his property. In 2018, David and Bruce worked together with the Bradford West Gwillimbury Local History Association to restore the town's Auld Kirk Church on the 6th Line. David's passion extended beyond renovation. He was an avid collector of historical artifacts, affectionately known as his What's Its. In a touching tribute, his wife, June Chambers, has meticulously organized his collection alongside a few pieces of her own in our main display case for the month. On display for the remainder of the month, these 42 intriguing pieces invite patrons to engage in a guessing game. I tried playing earlier this week and felt like Ariel in The Little Mermaid when she is looking at human objects like a fork, wondering what it's used for. It was fun. Visit us and try to figure out what each item is for a chance to win. The answers will be revealed on Sunday, January 28th. Best of luck, and until next week, happy reading. Natasha Philpott is the Marketing and Communications Coordinator at the Bradford West Gwillimbury Public Library. She can be reached at nphilpott@bradford.library.on.ca.